The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him, raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, realizing that he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, once again, our gospel passage today begins with the reminder that Jesus is on a journey to Jerusalem. Today we're in the 17th chapter of St. Luke, and we started this journey on the 9th chapter, and that would have been in August or so. We're going to conclude around Thanksgiving when Jesus will be on the cross. So St. Luke's gospel is really kind of a travel log of this journey to Jerusalem. All along, he's preaching and healing. He's on the border of Samaria and Galilee today. So just to kind of give you an idea of where that's at. South in Israel would have been Judah. That's where Jerusalem was. To the north is Galilee, and right smack dab in the middle is Samaria. And Samaria was kind of a group of people that had mixed heritage. They didn't get along with the Jewish people. The Jewish people didn't get along with them. So put this into our modern context. It'd be as if Judah was in Oklahoma and Galilee was Nebraska, and smack dab in the middle is Kansas. And of course, we always get along with our Okies and our Nebraskans, right? Especially in football, right? So that kind of gives you a context of these three regions, these three areas. But that's deceiving, too, because it wasn't quite that large. All of the Holy Land, all of Israel, from the north to the south, can fit between Wichita and Topeka. So that's a very small area, really, in comparison. But this gives you a little bit of an idea of the movement. So those names, and when we hear Judah or Galilee or Samaria, you might have a little bit of an understanding. What are we talking about here? The scene, of course, is a familiar one with the lepers. There's 10 of them. They, of course, were not allowed in town. They weren't allowed to be around other people. They had a contagious disease of leprosy. So at a distance, they cried out to the Lord to have pity on him, to save him, to heal him. They recognized that our Lord could do something. So notice what the Lord did. Something a little bit different than he did with some of the other lepers. He yelled at him. He did. Honestly, because he didn't go over to them. There were some lepers where he would go and he would put his hands on them, but not in this case. He responded. He would have had to have yelled at them, not in anger, but raised his voice so that they could hear him, just as the lepers raised their voices so that Jesus could hear. So you get that kind of a scene of this back and forth between Jesus and these 10 lepers. So it kind of helps you with our prayer of, okay, yeah, this is what was going on. And what did Jesus ask him to do? He asked him to go into town. Yeah, I'm not supposed to go into town. We've got a contagious disease. So why don't you do something? Maybe, you know, put your hands on us or sprinkle us with water or do... No, do what I've told you to do. Go into town and show yourself to the priests. So that's what they did. It was a great act of faith for all 10 of them to do what our Lord asked them to do. So let's look at that at a moment. It's a great metaphor for you and I. Our Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. He's in heaven. He's not here among us, but what is here among us? The Holy Spirit. Remember, he breathed upon the apostles, gave them the Holy Spirit. So it's the Holy Spirit that we're working with here at all times. And sacramentally, our Lord is Jesus is here, but even that sometimes feels like he's a little bit at a distance. That when we're praying to our Lord, it's like we're having to raise our voices so that the Lord can hear us. So it's a great metaphor oftentimes of our spiritual life that we feel like the Lord is present, and yet there's a little bit of a distance. We, like the lepers, are in need of healing. We struggle with our relationships. We struggle with purity. We struggle with our jobs. Maybe we have different personality weaknesses. We struggle with our bodies, perhaps a disease. Do I dare say that we struggle with patience in traffic? I've watched some of you drive. Yes, we all do. We struggle with these things. And we would prefer that the Lord would come, lay his hands upon us, and heal us. But instead, by virtue of our baptism, our Lord said, go, walk the path that I have asked you to walk. Pick up your cross and follow me. But we might say, but Lord, I'd do a lot better if I could be healed of these infirmities. If I didn't sin anymore, if I didn't have any of these temptations, I could really do a lot better job. But the Lord says, no, that's not what I'm asking you to do. With your infirmities, I want you to walk the path. And by walking the path, by putting your faith in my word, you will be healed. You will be healed. He's asking us to do this. He's asking us to be faithful on this journey, to trust him, to believe in him, that in spite of our weaknesses or even because of our weaknesses, that we will be healed. Today we pray that we might see the Lord in these ordinary events of our life, on our journey to the Lord. But remember, we're not alone. Jesus said, I will not abandon you. Today we're going to receive Holy Communion. And so when I or the minister lifts up the host and say the body of Christ, you will respond with that Hebrew word, amen, which means, I do believe, Lord. I truly believe that you are with me. You will never abandon me. Today we pray that we might keep the faith, keep walking the journey, for the Lord has revealed to us his saving power, and for this we are grateful.